Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivation Radio Show. And each week, we invite various guests to come on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Sometimes these individuals could be like coaches, an Avon representative like yourself, or one that may be in leadership or district manager. We bring on business coaches, anyone who can help us, again, take your business to the next level. Now, if you have not done so already, please go ahead and like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is the Avon Motivation Radio Show, so that's pretty easy. Just please like us on Facebook. And each time you come on the show, feel free to share this this broadcast with members of your downline, offline, or people who you think may be interested in becoming an Avon representative. This is a good way of letting them know that there is a support for them, that once they come into business, they're not in business by themselves, but they will be in business with other people helping them. So to guide them along the way. So that's one thing that's nice when you invite other people to the radio show. The other thing, if you miss a portion of this broadcast, or if you miss the broadcast and say, listen to wherever that broadcast may be, you can go back to the link and look on our directory, and you can go back to past shows. In addition to that, I will strongly suggest that you always bring a pen and pencil, have that handy, because so you can just take notes, because I know for Don Waller, when he's on, he's always giving great tips on apps and websites and things of that nature. Okay, so without any further ado, our topic tonight is baskets and gift certificates.
Prime season right now. This is when it happens. This is when we make it happen as Avon representatives. And everyone who's in retail around the world, this is the time of year that they work towards. And so just like Macy's and JCPenney's, we look to maximize our dollars during this time as well. And with the last campaign, which is the campaign 26, with that in mind, you want to make sure you really max out, because if you are close to President's Club, then you want to make sure you get those dollars in so you can take advantage of that. And again, just to recap from last week, the way you find out where you are in terms of your award levels, go back and look at your latest or your last invoice, and that will tell you where you are. President's Club is $10,000 in sales. Okay, so tonight's topic is going to be on baskets and gift certificates. And sometimes they don't want to chance buying something for someone else in fear that they may and may not like the particular item that they give them. So what you can say to those people, you should offer them the opportunity to buy gift certificates from you. Now, I know if you're anything like me, I am not very good at drawing, I'm not artsy. But what you can do, and again, I'm a Google girl. You can go to google.com, just Google, and in the search button, you can click on gift certificate, and you'll find wonderful gift certificates that you can print out. And what I would do, what I would strongly suggest you do, depending on how wide the gift certificate is, I would click on the image that you like, save it to my computer, then open up a Word document, and then you can paste. If it's, again, once depending on how wide the or I should say how tall, pardon me, the gift certificate is, you can paste about 3 to 4 gift certificates on one page. So if you run off 10 pages, that will give you 40 if you got 4 pages, 4 gift certificates on it, or 30 if you only was able to get 3. And I would strongly suggest to get the ones that are blank, and all you have to do is just fill in the appropriate name. And I tell you, they really have some really, really pretty ones on the internet. And they, again, they are blank. So you could, so you want to type in the word gift certificate, and then click one that once the search goes through, right under the search bar, there are some names. One says web, one says images, shopping, news, maps, and then it says more. Now, if you don't see image next to web, click on the more button, and there's a drop-down button, and then you can you will see the word image, and you will click on that. Now, if you click on, if you do another search, if you type in Avon gift certificate, surprise, surprise, you'll find some gift certificates there as well. And one of the searches I found already had 3 gift certificates all lined up together, you know, so you don't have to worry about, you know, cutting and pasting, copying and pasting like 3 or 4 times. It's already been done for you. So you could do that. You could go and get those gift certificates that you see that's already, you know, Avon related to give to your potential customers. And again, that's Avon gift certificate. And then, just like I clicked on the Avon gift certificate and I did regular gift certificate, you can also Google, and the same Google, you can also Google Christmas gift certificate. And then, again, there's an array of gift certificates there for you to choose from. And then you can also click in, you know, some people celebrate Kwanzaa, some people celebrate Hanukkah, which starts in a week and a half from now, or the first week of December. You know, you may want to Google holiday gift certificates, and then you'll see gift certificates that really doesn't reference Christmas, but it references that gift-giving season. So that's what you want to do. And then what I would do, I would go to Staples or wherever you want to go, and I would buy legal size envelopes. And you either handwrite gift certificates on there on the top, or gift from you, and you could have that. If you have a printer that can print envelopes, and if you want to, you can print out a nice little gift, a gift for you on the envelope. So on each envelope, you can do that. Now, the other thing you can do for those individuals who have Microsoft Suite, which means you have the Microsoft Publisher, Microsoft Word, and so forth and so on. If you click on Microsoft Office Publisher, there'll be a menu where you can select the various topics from on the left. Once that screen opens up, on the far left hand side, there's a and depending on which version you have, but they all have it. So you just have to search around on the version which you have. But what you want to do, you want to click on what, on the top where it says file. Actually, you really don't have to do that. When you open up your publisher, when you open it up, there's a section where it says business forms. It says awards, award forms, categories, flyers, and lo and behold, after flyers is gift certificate. And I tell you, they have really have an array of gift certificates right there in your publisher, and that will give you the opportunity to go in, again, go into Google, search out whatever design you want. Say you want, say you want, you look for a Christmas tree. So you search out Christmas tree, save it down, save it on your on to your desktop, and then you can insert that Christmas tree, or even a picture of yourself, whatever you want to do, you can insert that onto your gift certificate, and you can actually design it from start to finish using their template. So again, when you go to Microsoft Word Publisher, Office Publisher, on the left-hand side, it has a listing, and there's an alphabetical order. After you see email, envelope, and then you see flyers, that's where you'll see where you can put the gift certificate. That's where that that's where you'll find that. And also, and as I was talking about decorating your envelope and being consistent, going back up from the gift certificate in the menu, go up a couple of lines, and then you'll see envelopes, and then you can take those templates and you can design your a gift for you on that as well, and then you can print those out. Personally, I probably wouldn't do that. I'd just go ahead and just put them in a plain envelope and call it a day. You can take your, you can print these information out on paper that you get from Staples, which is a copy paper, basically, or you can take your design, which, that you have the three or four gift certificates on that one sheet. You could take it to Staples and you could ask them for one. You can either ask for color paper, or if you don't want color paper, you can ask them for card stock, and that's a little heavier than the regular copy paper. And that, and then it looks really, really nice. The other thing we want to talk about is gift baskets. And this is, again, this is really, I mean, of the time to shine. I hope that, you know, you've been collecting those little bundles. And if, even if you have not been collecting bundles, all of us have some Avon boo-boos or Avon stuff that we just can't get rid of or couldn't, was unable to sell. So take those items. Go dig them all out, and start making baskets with them. I have some. I have a, quite a few, skincare products that I need to move before the expiration date. So that's going to be the theme of a lot of my my gift baskets that I'm going to be making this Christmas. So you may want to do this, the same thing, you know, again, and you may have things that you just never sent back for whatever reason, or whatever, that's still wrapped, or you may even gotten something from a show that your district manager had given you a gift that you can go ahead and put that into a basket. But whatever you want to do, one of the things you want to do is go to YouTube. YouTube is absolutely my friend. I'm on YouTube all the time, and one of the things that I, you know, I look up things that I want to know how to do. And one of them is how to do gift baskets. Now, you just like you search in Google, you could also search in YouTube. And you could do two searches. You could do Avon gift basket, how to make Avon gift basket, or just put gift basket and see what pops up. And I saw one that was really wonderful. The one lady, she used those clear plastic pie plates that you get when you go to like a wedding or some kind of a function where they have, you know, the disposable plates, and she used it as a base, and then she built all of her right on that. Using the and for the wrapping, she used the literature bag that we had in our back office, which costs us, like, I think, 80 cents for 50. I mean, you can't go wrong. And then she tied it up with the curly ribbon, which I'm sure she's gotten from the dollar store. And it really, really looked pretty. And what I usually do, I take that little paper that's a little crinkly, and I sprinkle that, wherever the ribbon is and that, whatever that seam is, I sprinkle that in the bag as well. It really looks nice. And I got that from the Avon gift basket search. And then you can go, certainly you can go ahead and you can just search plain gift baskets, and you'll be surprised what will come up in the search. And I watch all of them. I just sit there and just watch one right after the other, and you'll get some fantastic ideas. One idea I saw, a lady, she made these gift baskets, and on the top she put a flower, which was, like, really, really pretty. And so I've been incorporating that after seeing that YouTube video. So now, if you don't have baskets, and we say basket making, you know, don't fret, because a basket doesn't really have to be a traditional basket. It can be any container. It could be a shoebox. You take a shoebox and you take magazines and cut them out, all kinds of funky little designs, and paste them on the box, and then take the top of the box and put it underneath the box, and then you can just put all your items in that. That's the gift basket. You can take a mug. I went to the dollar store, and they had these great Christmas mugs, and they actually had "To You" on the top, so you can write someone's name on it if you felt you wanted to keep the box. And I can stuff that with some tissue paper in the bottom, and then I can put some, like, a hand lotion, a lip balm, and maybe a nail polish and a nail file, and sell that maybe for $10, $15. I mean, that makes a wonderful, wonderful Christmas stocking gift, or just a grab bag gift. And again, I would put that in that same literature bag. Now, also, we have in our to our exposure, if you go into youravon.com, and I tell you, I order these all the time. I think I order them. I think they're 10 10 for $5, I believe. But anyway, if you go into Avon.com, they have these plastic bags that look like a sack, for the lack of a better word. And then the sack, which I'm going to call it, has a beautiful rope gold tie that you can put all your products in, especially your naturals or your perfume sets, and then you pull the tie together, and that's really pretty much all you need. And when you look in your Avon.com back office where it says sales tools, it's the one, it's called the Drawstring Beauty Bungle Bags. Again, it's the Drawstring Beauty Bungle Bags. And that item number is 289-294. That's 289-294. And when you order this, they come in a set of 10 for $5. It's a set of 10 for $5. Now, when you make your basket, and when it comes to pricing your baskets, you have to take in consideration everything that you put in the basket. So, for example, if the mascara costs you $5, let's say, for example, and the nail polish costs you $5, and the basket itself costs you 50 cents, well, you know that wherever you're going to sell has to be a little bit more than $10.50, because that's exactly your cost. So, you know, so you got to price everything, the ribbon, you have to price the string that you put around the bag that you're going to use. If you go out and buy baskets, you've got to take into consideration how much that costs. Say, for example, you don't want to use traditional baskets or boxes and things like that. Maybe you want to use We have some wonderful kitchen things. And so maybe you want to go to the dollar store and buy a cutting board for a dollar and then use that as your base and put the things on top of that that's kitchen related and sell that as a gift item. But you also have to take into consideration that cutting board that costs you a dollar, that you have to you have to factor that into your pricing. And don't forget about, if you order things, you got to take into consideration all your taxes and your handling fees for the items that you had received for making that's going to be put in this basket. For those individuals who live in, or I should say, are in the 2091 district, tomorrow at the 20 Warburton Avenue, they're going to have a gift-making class at 5:30 tomorrow, which is Wednesday. No, I'm sorry, tomorrow is Tuesday. So you may want to call that district office and find out, can you be a part of that? I'm sure you can. I'm sure it's not closed to everybody. I'm sure it's open to everybody. Generally, you have to bring your own products, so this way you have something to practice with. But they usually have, the materials that you're going to use. Also, tomorrow, between 1 o'clock and 4, Esther's having a gift-making class also. And I've taken that class with that young lady who's teaching it, and I have to say it is absolutely excellent. Unfortunately, it's during the day. Again, it's from 1 to 2, and that's at the 236th Street office. And there is a fee for that one. The cost is $20 because the young lady brings in materials. I would suggest if you're in Esther's group and you have her phone number, I would strongly suggest texting her tonight and saying you want to be a part. This way they make sure they have enough materials for you as well to participate. And then also they ask you to bring your content, like whatever you want to, if you want to wrap up some perfume, bring the perfume. If you want to wrap the naturals, bring that. Whatever you want to wrap, they're going to give you the to wrap with the containers and the little frills. And don't be afraid that, some of us have old jewelry that has fallen apart, and we for some reason we keep them. I know I do. I've got my hands raised for that one. You can take those little things and those little jewels, and you can incorporate them in the direct decoration of your basket. Also, you can glue those things onto your basket. So, really take advantage of this. And so as you start delivering your packages, this week, because our Avon orders went in this week, as you start delivering your package, tell your customers or even make a flyer and tell them, that would say that I have gift certificates available as well as I have gift baskets. And I would say I would tell them personally, and I would also put it in their bag as a little flyer, because this way they won't forget. Because sometimes people just think of you as the Avon person, but they don't really think, maybe I could buy a gift for somebody else. And then tell them who you want to buy these gifts for. Your coworkers, people, your church members, members of your club, your child's teacher, grab bag gifts. I don't always have a just-in-case gift in case somebody comes to my house with a gift and I forgot all about them. I always have that little gift already wrapped. And it's usually a unisex gift, so it can go to whether a male or a female, and I always have that to the side. You may want to suggest that as well to your clients. But really, really, really take advantage of this. This is a great time. If you're going to do the gift certificates, you have to have a value to it. And let the customers decide. Do you want a $10 gift certificate? Do you want a $25 gift certificate or a $30? And what you can do is when you give her the gift certificate that you've designed for her, give her the book so that that she can take the book and give it to her client, her whoever she's giving that gift to. So this way, they can select the item that they want for themselves. And I started to say something else. And what I would do, now we're in Camping 26. We're going into Camping 26 in 2 weeks. So if you sell some people gift certificates between now and the next two weeks, what I would do is give them the book that is the furthest away. So I think all of us have, I think, campaign one. I think when we get our box, I think campaign two, I may be wrong, may be in the box. That's the book I will give them, and I'll tell you why. Because by the time they give them, you know our books are good for three campaigns. When they give their books out on Christmas, they may be one campaign behind, but that book will still be good, and you can still honor those prices. So that's why I would give her furthest away when you offer those gift certificates. Oh, and I want to go back to the basket. Last thing about the basket. When you decorate the basket, what I've done, you know, I pile things on top of each other, you know, make, you know, like a little stack thing. And in between one of the stacks, I insert my business cards, my one business card. This way, when the person opens it up, they can see my business card, and hopefully that person will like whatever was given to them, and they will call you, the Avon representative, and ask you to make either a basket for them or continue buying that particular item that they had gotten as a gift. Again, share your gift certificates on your Facebook page. Tell people that, you know, you have them available. I will even make a picture of one of the designs and show them. And I will, you know, X it out so that everybody will get funny and write the information in. But I would, I'll put void over it. But I would, you know, share a picture of that on the Facebook page. I would email all my friends and family and let them know that you have gift baskets as well as gift certificates available. So, again, this is the week that we place our orders. If you haven't done so already, it's not too late. You can go ahead and do that. And then also, this is Thanksgiving week, and I just want to wish you and your family a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. And Black Friday is right after that, so please take advantage of that with your clients. Contact with them. I've already had my email blast set for my customers to go and hopefully purchase on Black Friday. In addition to that, Cyber Monday is Monday coming, and you want to make sure that your customers take advantage of placing their orders online. And don't forget, there are prizes for, excuse me, there are prizes for those Avon representatives who receive $100 or more in online Avon products. So take advantage of that. You really want to take advantage of that. Go back into your email because it's listed in there. Okay, everyone, that's it. Oh, one announcement. Next week we have, it's the fifth Monday of the month. And when we have the fifth Monday of the month, we have Gillian Clark, who is in a member of our team, and she will be talking about skincare. So that is an excellent, excellent show to have people who you want to start using skincare products, buying skincare products from you. It's an excellent show to have them on. This way they can listen to the show, listen to what the products are and what the benefits are for each one of those products. And then you go back and you contact them and you make the sale. Okay, everyone, so with that said, I wish everyone, again, a happy Thanksgiving with you and your family. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo.